This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The economic week we'd rather forget.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we will start with three terms that we've been hearing a lot of this week. Greek exit, debt ceiling showdown, Facebook fizzle. Add to those terms the official economic yardsticks like stocks, jobs, factory output, and the economic picture just doesn't look too rosy this week. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports now on what all this is doing to our psyche.
Socializing on Facebook can be a distraction. But the company's Wall Street face plant stole investors' attention this week, too. While we were networking, U.S. business orders slowed. HP laid off 27,000 workers. And the big question, how it's going in Europe, remains unanswered. Stock strategist Rod Smith is with Riverfront Capital in Richmond, Virginia.
Instead of Facebook, Americans should be focused on the elections that recently happened in France and the clear change of message, which is a rejection of German austerity.
Germany versus the rest of Europe suggests a political fix for the Eurozone remains far off. And markets aren't fond of unpredictability. At least there's China, right? Not so much. Factory action there has slowed too. All told, the International Monetary Fund thinks the world economy will grow slower than last year. In the past month, world stocks have tumbled 7%. Crude oil has slipped 7% as well. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Well, there is a little relief in global markets this morning. Stocks are up 0.25% in Hong Kong, 0.5% higher right now in London. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 33 points to close at 12,529. Well, the uncertainty in the markets is not what concerns our next guest. She's got enough to deal with. Sister Albertina Morales is a nun with the Sisters of Social Service Order here in Los Angeles. She helps run a community center called Regis House, which moved several years ago from West L.A. to a more troubled neighborhood near downtown L.A. As part of our coverage of wealth and poverty, I stopped by Regis House for a visit.
Before, it was a check cashing, money wiring place. Mm-hmm. And people still walk by looking for it. What happened to King's Express? And do you cash checks? No, we don't. We don't wire money. We don't cash checks. They haven't been here, obviously, for 5 years.
Who are the people that you serve and what is your mission?
Our mission is to serve the marginalized, the disadvantaged, and families who are just living with each other, one, two, three families together, to be able to afford to survive. And most of our families are in survival mode.
Kenneth, you want to get in line, please?
Many of those families have children who spend a lot of time here.
Hi, Leslie. We're having peanut butter and jelly. Would you like some today?
Yes, please.
Sister Morales says that when it comes to kids, Regis House is stepping in where the government has had to step out.
We see what the cuts in the school system are doing. They are overcrowded, kids are not getting the attention they need. They've taken some of the basic things out of the school, arts and crafts. Some kids don't even know how to use scissors.
Wow.
So homework assistance is a big deal. Snack is a big deal to these children.
Just giving them something to eat.
Just giving them something to eat. And sometimes they lick their plates clean, and it's a little bit sad for us, but that's their story.
In a sense, you have a very unique snapshot of the economy right now because you're dealing with people on a daily basis who are, as you say, immigrants. They are maybe not so well off. They have children, and they're coming in here asking for help with all of those things. What are you seeing right now? Are things getting better? Are they getting worse? Are they staying the same?
Oh, pretty much the same. It's still a lot of unemployment. You know, someone will walk in and say, we just lost our jobs. We need food. We need clothing. We have not seen anything change.
Given the experience that you've had working with these people, What would the message be that you would have for people around the country?
People are hungry. People are barely surviving. It's important to know that we are all connected, that when one of us is not taken care of, that is a ripple effect, that it's our obligation to help others and take care of other people.
Sister Albertina Morales here at the Regis House, thank you so much for talking with us and more importantly for everything you do.
Thank you for having me.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
Some food is getting pretty high-tech these days, but the standard ketchup bottle is still pretty low-tech. You've got to hit it in just the right place to get the ketchup out. Well, now, thanks to some MIT scientists, there may be a solution, Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
It's called hydrophobic nano-coating, and it makes bottles non-stick. Honey, mayonnaise, ketchup slide out without leaving a trace of waste or guilt.
How many times did you have a ketchup bottle that's almost empty sitting in the fridge for like 6 months?
That's Kipra Varanasi, an associate professor at MIT.
When we were thinking about what would be the first product that we could get out, bottles became an obvious choice.
Bottles for sauces and condiments is a $17 billion business. And consumers have already shown that they're willing to pay more for the upside-down bottle, which tries to solve the same problem. Angie May runs Betty's Diner in Berkeley. And she's not so sure that customers are ready for nano-coating with their ketchup.
You don't want the customers thinking, I just heard about this weird thing, and now Betty's is serving that ketchup.
But they've got 2 years to think about it before bottles hit store shelves. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.
And finally to Romania, where a TV reporter was sent out to cover a sandstorm. But according to the UK's Metro newspaper, he got there a bit late and missed it. Undeterred, this intrepid journalist had his production assistant kick sand in his direction to recreate the sandstorm on screen behind him. Unfortunately, the production assistant didn't realize he was in the camera shot while he was doing that. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.